Good morning and welcome to Simply Politics from China. It's Sunday, April 7th. On today's show, Japanese Prime Minister Kishida apologizes for the rebate incident involving political funds for Liberal Democratic Party members. Plus, Wang Yi meets with the political bureau of the Central Committee of the Lao Party Shiranshe to discuss cracking down on cross-border crimes. This coverage and more, up next. I'm David, and you're listening to Simply Politics from China. We start off with a significant political development in Japan, where Prime Minister Fumio Kishida has publicly apologized for an incident involving members of the Liberal Democratic Party receiving kickbacks from political funds. This incident has led to public distrust in politics and caused significant distress. Here to discuss this further is Abby, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you elaborate on the Prime Minister's statement?
Certainly, David. Prime Minister Kishida expressed his regret and apologized for the incident, acknowledging that it has led to a loss of public trust in politics. As the president of the Liberal Democratic Party, he took responsibility for the actions of the party members involved.
What steps is the Prime Minister planning to take in response to this incident?
Prime Minister Kishida has reaffirmed his goal to revise the Political Funds Control Act during the current session of the Diet. He hopes that by implementing stricter regulations, he can help restore public trust.
How significant is this move by Prime Minister Kishida?
This is a significant move. By publicly acknowledging the issue and expressing his intention to revise the Political Funds Control Act, Prime Minister Kishida is demonstrating a commitment to transparency and accountability. It's a clear attempt to restore public faith in the political process.
That was Simply Politics from China reporter Abby. Thank you for your insights. Now, let's shift our focus to a recent meeting held in Guangxi, where Wang Yi, a member of the Central Political Bureau of the Communist Party of China and Minister of Foreign Affairs, met with Salomshai Komasith, a member of the Central Political Bureau of Laos and the country's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister. Wang Yi emphasized the need for both countries to jointly combat cross-border crime. Here with us to discuss this further is Celeste, a correspondent for Simply Politics from China. Can you tell us more about this meeting and its implications?
Certainly, David. Wang Yi pointed out that China is accelerating the development of new productive forces and expanding high-level foreign openness. He believes that China's new development will provide new impetus for the modernization of neighboring countries like Laos. He also highlighted the increasingly prominent effect of the China-Laos Railway Golden Corridor.
Can you elaborate on this Golden Corridor and its significance?
The China-Laos Railway, often referred to as the Golden Corridor, is a significant infrastructure project that has boosted connectivity between the two nations. Wang Yi suggested that both sides should focus on long-term development, further facilitate port clearance, accelerate regional connectivity, and jointly polish this golden signboard.
What about the issue of cross-border crime that Wang Yi mentioned?
Wang Yi emphasized the need for both China and Laos to jointly combat cross-border crime, resolutely curb gambling, telecommunications fraud, and other illegal activities. This shows a strong commitment from both sides to maintain law and order and ensure the safety and security of their citizens.
And what about the economic cooperation between the two countries?
Wang Yi expressed China's willingness to strengthen practical cooperation with Laos in areas such as energy to assist Laos in its economic and social development. This is in line with China's broader strategy of fostering close economic ties with its neighboring countries.
That was Simply Politics from China reporter Celeste. Thank you for the insights. And with that, we wrap up our stories for today. Thanks for listening to Simply Politics from China. We'll see you back here tomorrow.